Hi, this is Michael Klosser. I'm here again today to bring you a lesson out of the Word of God, perhaps even a Bible study out of the Word of God. This message will be titled Spirit, Soul, and Body, Part 2. Now, last week we talked about spirit, soul, and body and introduced the idea of a human being is a three-part being. The three parts are spirit, soul, and body. We found that in the Scripture. The second part of it is God is a three-part being. He's also represented by an equilateral triangle. And when the triangle of man merges with the triangle of God, the shape you see is the Star of David. It is the emblem on the flag of Israel. It was Israel's flag since 1948, when Israel became a nation again after the Nazi Holocaust and such. The purpose of this message tonight is to recognize that three-part being. It's so very important that we recognize that we are a three-part being because Scripture is written that way. If you don't know that, you'll read along, you'll think, well, I need to press harder, I need to do more, I need to do better, I need to improve in this. But that may not even be the case. In fact, some things you're already complete in. Let me read to you a verse out of the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 reads, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Now, if we're looking for all spiritual blessings, and they're going to be in you, in Christ in you. They're not in you in your body. They need to be in you in your mind, even though they're not there yet. But they are in you in your spirit in Christ Jesus. Do you see that? You're a three-part being. Part of you has been blessed by God. And he says in verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places." And he look in the mirror and say, well, my body hasn't changed one bit. I got born again with the body that I have now, and I got born again, and my body hasn't changed one bit. Well, what did change? Something changed. When you were born again, you were born of the Spirit of God. John chapter 3, verse 3 says, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." And when you are born again of the Spirit of God, you are born again in your spirit. Your spirit has been born again. And that spirit not only has been born again, but it's been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And so when you're looking for the blessing of God in your life, it's not going to be in your body. So don't look for your body to confirm that you have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Your body won't recognize it. How about your mind? Can your mind recognize it? Well, how about your spirit? Can your spirit recognize it? Can you discern that you've been born again through your body? No, you can't. Your body doesn't connect. Can you discern that you've been born again in your spirit? Yes. Your spirit is one spirit with the Lord. Amen. Can your soul recognize? Can you recognize it in your mind and in your willful choices that you've been born again of the Spirit of God? That becomes the testing area. You know, there's people walking down the street right now today that don't have any idea that Jesus died for their sins, that he shed his blood for their sins at the cross, and he's paid the price for them, and they don't receive it because they don't even know about it. That's a function of the soul. The soul has to do with the mind. And so in their souls, they're not saved because they're not born again. Not because Jesus didn't pay for it, but they made a willful choice to not accept him as Lord. It's a sad waste. I mean, it's already paid for. All people have to do is say, "I receive you as Lord. I receive you as my Savior." And when they do, their dead spirit comes alive with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Now, I mentioned the fact that your spirit is born again, but your body is not born again. Look with me in the Scriptures, Philippians 3:21. Philippians 3:21. It's in mid-sentence. Who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. He says, our conversation is in heaven, from whence we look for the Savior to come, the Lord Jesus Christ. Who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body? So this is in Philippians, this is in the New Testament epistles, and he said, your body's not fully restored yet. Your body has not been born again. You're saved, you're on your way to heaven, but your body is not saved yet. He said it shall be, and he's picturing his body right now. He says, your vile body. Right now, your vile body. What does that mean? It means it has sin in it. It's contaminated. It's not right with God. See, Paul recognized the status of his own body. He knew his spirit was born again, but he says his body is not. And it reads in Romans chapter 7, verse 24. It reads, O wretched man that I am. See, he's recognizing himself that he's got an issue. He's wretched in the sense that he's walking around in a body that's a sin body. It's not right with God. And he says, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He recognizes his death in his body. And he's calling himself a wretched wreck. Well, what part of him is he calling wretched? His spirit? No, his spirit's right with God. And his body is not right with God. So people are walking around this world, born again of the Spirit of God. They have the right spirit with them, and yet they're carrying a dead body around, just exactly the way Jesus Christ did. He became sin for us. He knew no sin, but yet he became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And so when Jesus said, pick up your cross and follow me, he's saying, pick up your life and follow me. Take that body with you and see to it that it minds you. See to it that it obeys you. See to it that it serves you. Don't follow it. Order it to follow you. Paul says in Romans 7, he said, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Verse 25, Romans 7, 25. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Paul recognizes his status. He says, I have a vile body. I'm a wretched man in that sense. If you consider me only in my body, I'm a wretch. If you consider me in my spirit, I'm saved. If you consider me in my soul, that's the only place you got an option. It's the only place you can grow closer to God. It's the only place you can choose the right relationships with God and choose the right decisions that are right with God. And he says, I thank God through Jesus Christ, even though I'm a wretched man, I thank God that with my mind, I can serve the law of God. But I recognize that if I serve the flesh, I will serve the law of sin. I heard Joyce Meyer explain something one time. She said, imagine you're coming into my office for an interview, and I have you sit down in a chair, and I'm sitting down in a chair across from you, and we're discussing things. And then I come up to you and I say, sit down in that chair. Well, you're already sitting there. So you look at her and you say, I'm already sitting in the chair? And she said, sit down in that chair. And he's looking at her puzzled. I'm already sitting in there. I'm already sitting in the chair. I said, sit down in that chair. And the guy's totally confused. He doesn't know what in the heck she's talking about. And then she makes the point. She says this. She says, in your spirit, you are already complete. So in the way you're thinking through the world, I want to grow closer to God. I want to be closer to God. I want to be more right with God. And I choose to be more right with God. I want to be holy as he is holy. I want to be kind as he is kind. I want to be merciful as he is merciful. And she said, you already are those things. You already are kind. You already are loving. You already are merciful. You are already blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. She said, that's the way the scriptures are written. You already have it in the spiritual realm. You don't already have it in the physical realm, and you're yet to receive it in your soulish realm, in the mind and the will. A born-again child of God is right with God in his spirit. I said he's right with God in his spirit, in Christ Jesus. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. Talking about Jesus. He's made him, Jesus, to be sin for us and who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. There it is. He's trying to bring us to this place of righteousness, right with God in our body, right with God in our mind, right with God in our spirit. And Jesus accomplished it in the spirit part of your three-part being already. You're already right with God. You already are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus in your spirit man. May not be there in your body yet, may not be there in your soul yet, but you are there in your spirit now. This verse tells us that Jesus paid the price for us so that we could become the righteousness of God in him. So we are already complete in God in our spirit portion of our being. Amen. What a beautiful thing. Jesus has made us right with God in our spirit. And it's up to us to choose this day whom we'll serve in our mind. And as we make right choices in our spirit, that's already done. As we make right choices in our mind, we will begin to make right choices in our body. And that's when the healing grace of Jesus Christ will come into your body. Praise be to God. Right with God, spirit, soul, and body. Amen. Now, before we move off of this concept, I want us to go to Romans chapter 8. And let's see, I'll begin in verse 3. Well, I'm going to begin at verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. There it is. He said, the Spirit's right with God. Follow it. The flesh is not right with God. Do not follow it. Verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. He says, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Verse 3, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. He didn't condemn it all the way through the being. He condemned sin in the flesh. Why? Because that's where the sin was, and that's where it still is. Amen. Well, how come I got sin in the flesh, but not sin in the spirit? You did have sin in the flesh. You did have sin in the spirit. When you became born again of God, your spirit became right, and therefore your spirit is now right with God. There is no sin in your spirit anymore. But there is still sin in the flesh. Why is that? He said it in Philippians, he said that he would fashion our vile body like his glorious body. That is a future event. He promises that will come in the future. Amen? It must be that God's salvation works in us apart and apart and apart, a piece at a time, here a little, there a little. Amen. Romans 8:4. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You see how he's making a divide there? Verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. See, you have a born-again spirit in a flesh body. And he says, choose this day not to serve the flesh, choose to serve the Spirit. Well, what good is that going to do? Well, the Spirit's the life of God. And if you follow the life of God, other things in your body will begin to transform into the Spirit of God, the Son of God, the likeness of God, the image and the likeness of God. Romans 8:6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Wow, that's King James for you, but carnally minded means flesh minded. What is flesh? Flesh is where sin abides. Spirit is where Spirit of God abides. So in verse 6 he says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So then with the mind I serve the Lord. So I make up my mind to serve the Lord. But if I don't make up my mind, then the flesh will rule. Maybe by default, maybe. Most people in this world have more focus on their carnality than they do on their spirituality. And we're going to miss out on things because of it. And further, if we don't understand that we are a three-part being and part of us got saved, we'll miss out on understanding the scriptures. Key verse in Romans 8:7 says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. Can you imagine that? If your mind is framed up in the as the flesh is the base of my three-part triangle, the flesh decides the basis of my decisions is flesh. He said, if you're minded that way, it is enmity against God. That means you're an enemy of God if you choose to walk that way. You restate that. Romans chapter 8, verse 7, for to be carnally minded is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. This to me is amazing. I always thought you could train your carnal mind, right? Your carnal mind, if I'm focused on the flesh all the time and I recognize that's what I shouldn't do that, and so I decide I'm going to change my mind and serve the Lord with my mind. And yet he says, if you're carnally minded, if you've already got your mind set to go through the carnality of your flesh person to make your decisions in life, he said, you are an enemy against God. God, what do you think Jesus died on the cross for? He died in our sins, and sin is in the flesh. He shed his blood for sins that we might, he who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. If we accept the blood of Jesus Christ to forgive us of our sins, we become right with God. That's the righteousness of God. Well, I don't have righteousness of God in my flesh. Of course you don't. I don't have righteousness in my mind. Well, you can grow to that. I don't have righteousness in my spirit. Yes, you do. You have righteousness in your spirit. It's complete. Jesus completed the task. He hung on the cross and he said, it's finished. I've finished the work you sent me to do. I have taken on their sin and I've made them the righteousness of God in me. Amen. You know, I always thought the carnal mind could be changed or it could be won over, but it can't. He said it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. It cannot be. Man, that's tough. Verse 8, Romans 8:8, so then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Verse 9, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. The only way out of this world is through Jesus Christ. He is your only salvation, and he's got a good salvation for us. Praise be to God. I want to jump over to verse 14. Romans 8:14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Do you see that? You are a three-part being, and we used to live according to the flesh. He said the flesh is crucified. Jesus says, when I died on the cross, Paul says, I was crucified with him. I'm crucified in the flesh. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives within me. He shifted his base from flesh to spirit. What do you mean shifted his base? If you consider your equilateral triangle's base pointing upwards, the base used to be your flesh body, and your soul man made choices to comfort the flesh, to satisfy the flesh. Now he says, switch over to the spirit. Let the spirit be your way of living. Let the Spirit be the way of life that you choose. Choose to have your life based on the Spirit of God in Christ Jesus. I'd like for you to go back and read those verses yourself. Romans 8, you'll find that there was a time when he's making a comparison between fleshly minded and spiritually minded. And he said, flesh will lead you to death. Flesh Carnality will lead you to death. In fact, it already is dead. So we've settled two of our three parts of our triune being. Part of us is spirit. If you're born again of the Spirit of God, that's right with God. You can't get more right with God. It's as right as you can get with God because you're born again of the Spirit of God. And we found out that another part of our three-part triangle being, our triune being, the flesh, is sold out to sin. It's a loser. There's no life in it, and there's no God cannot honor any of it. God says, that's an enemy of me. If you're carnally minded, that's an enemy against me. And there's no redemption in the body. There's only one thing you can do to the body, and that's take it to the cross. Can you swallow that pill? That's a tough pill to swallow. And we read in Philippians that the vile body shall be changed by God when the time comes. See, it's not a complete package yet. You're complete in your spirit, but you're not complete in your triune being, your three-part being. Because your body's not changed. Anybody can see that happen. In fact, your body's subject to death. There's no body that's going to live on this earth for more than, 100 years or so. Everybody's going to die at some point. It's got death in it. Why would you follow something that's got death in it? Well, you don't. Jesus says, here's another option. You follow after my spirit. It's got the life in it. Amen. Praise God. So the only part that has to be saved, the scripture says, I can't find it right here, but I can find it if you ask me. Your spirit and your three-part being is, number one, it is saved. You're saved in your spirit. Number two, you're being saved in your mind. And number three, you shall be saved in your body. So the only thing you can do in this world is to get your mind right. Get your mind in righteousness with God. Hallelujah. Consequently, this is the area where Satan will push the hardest in your life. He will push to get a hold of your mind. It's the last ditch he's got. He can't get a hold of you in your spirit anymore. You got a born-again spirit. He can't get a hold of you in your flesh anymore unless you raise it from the dead. But really, your flesh is already considered dead. So the only place he can get a hold of you is in your mind. And I'll tell you what, you can be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What kind of a transformation is it? It's a transformation from being a son of man transformed into a son of God. Hallelujah. When you recognize that the last vestige you have to deal with on this earth is your mind, you'll recognize how Scripture is written for you. And you'll recognize that I'm right with God and begin to live that way. Consequently, you also need to recognize that the God of this world will attack you in your mind. 2 Corinthians 4:4 reads, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not. Jesus stood in the synagogue on the Sabbath, and he found the place where it was written in the book. They handed him the book. He found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Go back, the recovering of sight to the blind. Jesus came to restore sight to the blind. Was everybody in the whole world blind? In one sense, they were, because the God of this world had blinded their eyes. And Jesus is set to deliver those captives and recover their sight. Now I ask you, do you see it? Do you see the Lord? Do you recognize his hand in your life? Do you recognize that as you walk according to the Spirit of God, God is pleased with that decision? Amen. Walk in righteousness with God in your mind, in your decision-making, your willful choices. Walk in righteousness with God in your spirit, and you'll walk righteous with God in your body. Amen. I'm out of time. Praise the Lord anyhow. Well, join me again next week for another Bible lesson and another time in the Word of God and learning together and growing together. In Jesus' name, amen.